Advocates for renters and the unhoused say they are unhappy with Wilmington Mayor John Carney's budget proposal. From the Delaware Desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
No justice! No peace!
Protesters chanted loudly, banging pots and pans throughout Carney's budget address Thursday, demanding more support for renters. More than half the city's residents are renters. Local activist Cheyenne Miller says they decided to make some noise so city leaders would listen to their concerns.
Hopefully, they heard everything we said. We are asking for some relief for a lot of people in the city. And renters are not getting relief. There are people living in the park. Ideally, he heard that we're not accepting that.
Carney's budget includes $20 million for an affordable housing fund. He says he wants to purchase vacant properties and rehab them for residents who are low or moderate income.
It's more than just increasing the availability of affordable units, which is important for the folks that are screaming out front. But it's also what lifts up the neighborhood because you don't have that nuisance property anymore.
Cheyenne Miller says she's concerned the fund will focus more on helping people buy homes than on struggling renters.
You're talking about neighborhood stabilization, and it doesn't always translate into rental assistance. It doesn't translate into shelter building. It doesn't translate into anything.
Carney opposes rent stabilization. City Councilman Kobe Owen says the mayor is also against his plan for a rental assistance program. The mayor's overall proposed budget does not raise property taxes, but increases water and sewer bills by 10%. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.